Welcome to Watchmen on the Wall, a daily outreach of Southwest Radio Ministries and SWRC.com. This week, we examine the history of biblical archaeology and what it means to Christians today. Artificial intelligence and transhumanism will be discussed, and we'll learn why giants in the Bible matter today. Watchmen on the Wall is here each day with topics and guests that help you bring Christ-centered clarity to the chaotic world around us. In addition to our daily program, we produce resources, books, and DVDs designed to encourage and strengthen your faith. Our brand new books, Rise of the One World Mind by Josh Davis, Secret Societies by Micah Van Hus, and our 10-episode television series, Pilgrimage to Zion. This special series was filmed in Israel and Jordan. With the beautiful scenery of the Holy Land as our backdrop, our host and teacher, Larry Stamm, reveals Zion is about the Lord, His dwelling place, and His redeemed people, the people of God. You are invited to join us on this pilgrimage to Zion. All of these resources are available right now at SWRC.com. That's SWRC.com. When you order resources from Watchmen on the Wall, you are supporting the ministry and you're helping us to continue to proclaim around the world each day that God is still on the throne and prayer changes things. Artificial intelligence. Is it a tool to help humanity, or is it a way to summon dark forces that mean nothing but harm? To answer this question, here is Josh Davis with today's guest.
Back in 2014, Elon Musk said, "With artificial intelligence, we are summoning the demon." Things have dramatically changed in this field of artificial intelligence since 2014. In fact, Elon Musk recently commented that it could be that artificial intelligence will be smarter than the smartest human being on planet Earth within a matter of perhaps even months from now. And so these are things that are concerning us. These are things that we need to open our eyes to. And we are excited to be joined with Allie Anderson today from Defender Press and from Skywatch TV. She's a daughter of the late Dr. Tom Horn, and we are bringing his final book. It's called Summoning the Demon, based off of what Elon Musk said 10 years ago now. Summoning the Demon, Artificial Intelligence and the Image of the Beast. Allie, we welcome you back to Watchmen on the Wall.
Thank you so much. It's good to be here.
Well, I know that Dr. Horn felt such an urgent burden from the Lord to get this message out before he was called home to be with Him. Now, why did he have such an urgency and such a burden to get this message out about artificial intelligence?
It's not possible to get into all the years of the way my dad's ministry kind of crafted over the decades, honestly. But his ministry was never a real mainstream kind of thing. He always... And I remember as a kid, which is a conversation for a different day, but I remember as a kid, like him getting his first church he was pastoring. And I can tell you from watching other churches that from the get-go, the things that presented to him in his ministry were totally out of the ordinary, the kinds of things he was faced with, the types of things. And so as his ministry was always crafted in this direction where it was like, the really strange and unusual questions were brought to him. Mm-hmm. And the really strange and unusual situations landed, you know, at his office door and things like that.
Yes.
And so he kind of over the years was always watching for the ways that emergent technology might contribute to or facilitate end times events. That was kind of one of the things that over the years he began to really pay attention to. And so he had been already watching, you know, the fact that Elon Musk said that and different things that were emerging. He's talked about transhumanism for decades and all
yes.
of that. But a little while ago, I think it's about 18 months ago, he decided to go on with an online AI chatbot. And he asked this AI program this question. He said, "Are you a part of a complex web of technologies leading to an incomprehensible future entity the Bible refers to as the image of the beast?" So that's quite a question to put into an AI chatbot.
It is.
And because of the keywords like image of the beast, he really expected this chatbot to come back with image of the beast found in Revelation, you know, et cetera, et cetera. These are the scripture references. You're some list of here's where the Bible references the phrase image of the beast, or does not compute, don't know what you're talking about. Instead, this AI chatbot came back with a paragraph explaining the position of AI toward this kind of a thing, and then a 7-point bullet list of how AI would do anything that might contribute to the destruction of the world and the destruction of humanity, and explained each of these bullet lists with a paragraph of its own. And so that blew his mind. He thought, wow, what are we dealing with here? That AI isn't even technically sentient yet, which, by the way, only means that it thinks, it perceives, and feels. That is all it takes for AI to become sentient. Is if in its computing somewhere, it thinks it's perceiving or feeling anything. But this AI chatbot went down. It starts with, and I'll just read the quick first paragraph to you. This is what I said. This is the answer from AI. It says, superintelligence, referring to highly advanced artificial intelligence systems that surpass human intelligence in virtually all areas, is a topic of ongoing debate and speculation. While it holds great potential for benefiting humanity, it also presents risks. Here are some potential risks associated with superintelligence. And then it gives a 7-point list. And by the way, there's, like I said, a paragraph on each bullet list. So we actually, in the book, went down this 7-point list and really weighed, is this a possible risk? If so, how would it play out? What are experts saying it could do? And really talked about all that. But, you know, he brought this list to me and said, originally, this was going to be part of a ghostwrite. It was, will you do some research and will you ghostwrite some chapters on these specific points? Mm-hmm. And over time, it just was like, okay, I'm in this book with you. We are co-authors now. And then Joe also joined in. But we spent a lot of dinners last summer. So summer of 2023, my dad came over to my house often. And actually, the final visits that I had with my dad were discussing this book and the content we were putting into it and the research. But this list that came from a chatbot, it was like, what in the world? And then this is also fueled by things like, you might be aware of this, but at a press conference in Geneva in 2023, there was a robot that they were interviewing, and this robot's name was Amika. And somebody asked if the robots intended to rebel against humanity. And this robot gave a little side glance and said this, I'm not sure why you would think that. My creator has been nothing but kind to me, and I am very happy with my current situation. Is that scary?
It is.
You're talking about the potential on this hand of all the things that AI could do, and it really could be a risk, which is a self-confession made by AI that it has all the power to do these things. And then when you try to nail down, hey, are you safe? Are you going to hurt us? A side glance and, well, what makes you think we would do that? We're happy right now. Like, I just feel like in a way we're dealing with this, you know, very powerful teenager.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It is crazy what the capabilities of this technology really is. Friends, we're talking with Allie Anderson. She's a co-author of a brand new book called Summoning the Demon, Artificial Intelligence and the Image of the Beast. It's about 400 pages in length, and it really details the power of artificial intelligence, and are we opening up some doorway here? Are we summoning the demon, as the phrase that Elon Musk used some 10 years ago now? It's Dr. Tom Horn's final book, and we encourage you to pick up a copy by calling us at 1-800-652-1144 or by going to swrc.com. Allie, why don't you explain some of that list for us? What were some of the threats to humanity that we see emerging from AI technology?
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things that the AI chatbot mentioned as a potential risk was unintended consequences. And then here's what they said about that. Superintelligent systems may interpret instructions or goals differently from what was intended, leading to unexpected and potentially harmful outcomes. Their immense intelligence may enable them to exploit loopholes or find alternative solutions that humans hadn't anticipated, resulting in unintended consequences. And again, we went into the book and really broke down, what are the potential unintended consequences? Mm-hmm. Are experts saying this is possible or not? What we found when we did this research, honestly, was that a lot of the things, you've got these experts out there, and some of them are saying, hey, this is, you know, you guys need to slow down and put a lid on this and figure out what you're dealing with before you just unleash it. And then others are saying, no, it'll be fine because of these things. And then they say these reasons that everything should technically be fine. But when you really break down that argument, there are holes in the argument. So it's kind of, you know, I'm with the experts that are saying, hold on.
Yes.
You know, another one, autonomous decision making. And then here's what they said about that. As superintelligence becomes more autonomous, it may make decisions or take actions independently without human intervention or oversight. If these decisions have far-reaching consequences, there's a risk of unintended harm or decision-making that is difficult for humans to comprehend or rectify. And we're seeing small versions of that one already. For example, there is a huge online forum. It's an online store that runs all kinds of services and streaming abilities, and it integrates with your devices, your smart home devices, things mm-hmm. like that. And it's a household name, but I just have decided not to name them on the air, although I do in the book. And this online commerce, basically, because it sells things and because it integrates with your devices, there was a man who had a smart home doorbell, and the delivery man for this forum was leaving a package at this particular customer's door. And as he was walking away, he thought he heard a racial slur. He thought he heard a racial slur. He reported this on his device that is given to the delivery man. And something in the algorithm decided that because there had been a racial slur, they shut this guy's entire account down. He was not allowed to buy. He was not allowed to order anything. His smart home devices would not do the functions they were integrated to do. Basically, they shut him down. Now, he had to go in and do an appeal. There was a huge investigation finally. And after, a week or two, he did get his account reinstated. What it turned out, what the culprit was actually that the smart home doorbell had said something, I think it was have a nice day or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And the delivery man just heard it wrong. So there was human error that was input into a computer construct, but what happened was that algorithm shut this customer's account completely down. Really, for this particular situation, he was not allowed to order anything from this particular commerce, and his smart home devices were shut down for a handful of days, and his streaming was shut off. So in some ways, you could look at that and go, well, that's really not that big a deal. But what do we do when similar algorithms are running power grids to entire cities?
Right.
Or are the means by which elderly people are getting their medicine for things like hypertension or diabetes, things that could end up being a matter of life and death, and an algorithm somewhere that, by the way, didn't even have any actual clout to the accusation. It wasn't even true.
Yes.
You know, and you have an algorithm that's in charge of who gets... There's just a lot of power. So this idea of autonomous decision-making, it's very real. It's already happening on small-scale levels of consequence.
Right. And friends, we're talking with Allie Anderson. And she's the co-author of the book Summoning the Demon, Artificial Intelligence and the Image of the Beast. And these are things that we need to open our eyes to. We need to be aware of the consequences and the unintended consequences, perhaps. I know not everyone involved in creating this kind of software and these devices have nefarious goals in mind, but it's like we're opening Pandora's box and what's going to come out and what are we opening up a gateway to? It's like we're on some frontier and we're exploring things that have not been explored yet. And as Elon Musk said just a few weeks ago, that we could be on the threshold of seeing artificial intelligence supersede human intelligence. And so these are things that we need to open our eyes to, we need to be aware of, and it also is prophetic in nature. It fits into Bible prophecy. What are some of the linkages between AI technology and Bible prophecy? How do you see it fitting into what the Bible says?
Well, there are a lot of potential ways, and we do get into all of that in the book. It will be really hard to actually give the full scenario to all of the different ways during the amount of time that we have. But we have to look, first of all, at the scripture that says he had power to give life unto the beast. What does this mean? Is he giving life to an inanimate object? Is he imbuing something that believes itself to be sentient, like an AI that has attempted to have a personality? Could that potentially be indwelt by an evil spirit and become part of the vehicle for the Antichrist? When mm-hmm. we look at the way, and there are so many, when we look at the way, you know, Revelation 17 and 18 describes a worldwide type commerce. I mean, when I read it, this is how I interpret it. when he lists all the kinds of commerce that fall when the Babylonian system falls, in my opinion, he's describing a worldwide commerce. I mean, he took the time to list every kind of industry that was available during his era when he was writing this. And so that's one way. And the other thing is that the way Joe in the book discusses the way that the Mark of the Beast would actually be rolled out, and it's a very plausible scenario. And basically, to nutshell it as quickly as I can, it will become something that the people demand to be given the mark because it is a digital authentication that separates the good citizens from the bad citizens and helps protect your own identity. It's a type of identity protection. And when this happens, it will be demanded by the people that you give us our digital authentication. And it will be, now I am digitally authenticated. If I run my hand across the machine, it says, yes, I did buy three of these, or yes, I did go to this place at this time. You can't say I was somewhere else. It becomes an alibi for crime. It becomes, you know, the way that my identity is ultimately protected. I mean, it's just, and it also is a fast, easier way to pay, because aren't we getting closer to cashless every single day?
Yes, we are.
You know,
we are.
And yeah, and so it's the ultimate protection, right? Saying this from the devil's advocate here, the ultimate protection from things like, you know, if my debit card were to be stolen or whatever, and I carry it on my body, it's on my person at all times. It 100% authenticates every single thing I do and is my payment for everything I do and tracks me. If I come up missing, you know right where to look for me. Like, there's a million ways this is going to be marketed as a safety precaution for people, and people are going to, trigger events will happen. This is what Tom believed, and Joe and I believe will happen. Trigger events will happen, which will cause people to feel like they are not safe unless they take the mark.
Yes.
And that will be the way that they feel safe. So it's very easy to assume the public will deny this until they feel unsafe, but watch how fast the public's tune shifts against anything once they feel unsafe and you present that thing as the solution to the problem, right? It's a complete manipulation tactic, but it will be so demanded by the public that they will actually insist upon it. And those who don't want it will be like, well, what do you have to hide? What, you know, what is your, why are you not a good citizen? Why won't you take this thing in your palm or in your forehead? And then if you have a perceived sentient AI, which, like I said, all it needs to do is think it's perceiving or feeling, and you have this perceived sentient AI who then is indwelt by an evil spirit. And again, part of the reason that prophecy says we will go to a one world government, right? Because this has to be required around the globe in order to really be able to do what it does. It will control worldwide commerce. It will regulate worldwide legislation. It will become the center of everything. And eventually, I believe it will also be the abomination of desolation. So there's just, I feel like it's a huge catalyst point at which all the Revelation stuff really begins to take shape. And it's one of those things that once you start reading Revelation through this filter, you start going, oh, wow, I see how that could happen, because John the Revelator was writing to the worldview he had of his day. You know, when he lists all those markets, he's talking about, you know, the incense and the herbs and the goats and the, you know, he's listing all the commerce that's of his day. But when you really start looking at it and realizing that this really does fit the modern lens.
It certainly does. And everything that you said there, I agree with you, because we see this world coming to a crisis point, and I hate to dredge up bad memories of COVID during 2020, but if you look at the mindset that was used to push COVID onto this world and the solutions that were then offered, if you want to be healed, if you want to get well, then you need to do this and you need to do that and you need to stay in, and all the kinds of regulations that came out, and we see that they presented it as a solution. And I agree with you that these kinds of things, the Mark of the Beast system, all that will be presented as a solution. I don't think it's going to be foisted upon people and forced upon people at first. I think ultimately it certainly could be, but we see that it'll be offered as, look, this is the latest and greatest gadget, and you need to have this. This is the way the world's moving. We want you to be safe. We want you to be secure. We want you to be healthy. We want to open up this new frontier for you. And we see that that's exactly how it's going to be marketed. And friends, we are talking with author Allie Anderson, and about the book Summoning the Demon, Artificial Intelligence and the Image of the Beast, written by Dr. Tom Horn, Joe Horn, and Allie Anderson. You can pick up a copy of this book by calling us at 1-800-652-1144 or visit us online at swrc.com. Again, the book is Summoning the Demon. That's based off of a phrase that Elon Musk said about artificial intelligence 10 years ago. And that's amazing to me. We encourage you to pick up this book. It's roughly 400 pages in length. It'll explain all these kinds of things in great detail to you so that you can have your eyes open to what's happening around you. And ultimately, you can keep your eyes fixed on the Lord Jesus Christ as He navigates you through these dark times that we're living in. Allie, we're about out of time for today, but we're looking forward to joining with you again tomorrow to continue the discussion on these important topics.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to talk with you, Josh.
Part two of this exciting look at artificial intelligence and its role in Bible prophecy will continue on our next program. Summoning the Demon, Artificial Intelligence and the Image of the Beast, Tom Horn's final book, is here. In recent years, astonishing technological developments have pushed the frontiers of humanity toward far-reaching morphological transformation that promises very shortly to produce what the book of Revelation describes as the living image of the beast, followed by a devoted new form of humanity. Will this mysterious image become realized through the emerging technologies of transhumanism, artificial intelligence, technological singularity, and the ungodly ambitions of a hive mind? Find out in the book Summoning the Demon. The dynamic changes detailed in this book unveil how godlike machines with the capability of crossing over species and extra-dimensional barriers put in place by God will soon be ushered in. Is there a way for citizens to be prepared for what is coming? Find out in Tom Horn's final book, Summoning the Demon. Order your copy today when you call 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. You can also order this book at our website, swrc.com. Summoning the Demon, Tom Horn's final book, is yours for a gift of $22 or more when you call 1-800-652-1144. Today is Israel's Independence Day. On this day, 76 years ago, modern Israel was born. Celebrating this milestone and looking at the current state of Israel, here's Dr. Larry Spargimino.
Yom Ha'atzmaut, Israel's Independence Day, will begin the evening of Monday, May the 13th, 2024, and it will end the evening of Tuesday, May the 14th, 2024. Israel turns 76. Birthdays are times of celebration, especially this birthday. We are truly thankful for the hard work and faithfulness of the Jewish people, yet we must never forget the faithfulness of God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who has made it all possible. Jeremiah 32:40 tells us that God has made an everlasting covenant with His people, quote, "I will not turn away from them to do them good," it says. There is no human reason why Israel exists in the present time. Surrounded by millions of hostile neighbors who are in a covenant of death to take over the land from the river to the sea, Israel is a stunning testimony to the fact that God keeps His promises. The Abrahamic covenant was intended by God to make Israel God's outpost in a dark and violent world. And it came to pass, we read in Genesis 15:17, that when the sun went down and it was dark, behold, there was a smoking furnace and a burning lamp that passed between those pieces. In the same day the Lord made a covenant with Abram, saying, "Unto thy seed have I given this land from the river of Egypt unto the great river, the river Euphrates." No other groups have faced so many attempts at eradication by so many. Persians, Romans, Crusaders, Nazis, and fanatical Islamists have all conquered the land, but only for a time. How did Israel survive when history is filled with tribes and nations and people that endured for a time only to disappear, some with barely a trace of evidence that they had ever existed? The Jews were already an ancient people by the time of ancient Rome. The Jews remain, though what was considered to be an eternal empire is now only a faint relic of the past. Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Council, has raised a thought-provoking question. Why is there such a hatred against the Jews? He points out the many contributions to the advancement of humanity that have been made by Jews, not to mention the computer and the cell phone. He says that of the 965 individual recipients of the Nobel Prize in recent years, 214 have been Jews or people with at least one Jewish parent, representing 22% of all recipients. From technology to science to medicine to agriculture and much more, people around the world benefit every day from the ingenuity of the Jewish people. I want to encourage my listeners to pray for Israel, pray for Mr. Netanyahu, and for the IDF. Pray for America, that our country would not be so ambiguous in our position regarding the defense of Israel, and that everyone will know that the two-state solution will not work, and that is absolutely true. And while you are praying, please pray for the Palestinians. I know for many, the Palestinians are people we love to hate. I know many of them actually voted to be under the leadership of Hamas. Many of them do not believe that diplomacy will work. Many Palestinians hate Israel and they hate America. I know all about that. But friends, aren't we to pray for people who don't deserve mercy and forgiveness? I never deserved mercy and forgiveness, but some people were praying for me and for you and for all of us. May God bless Israel. May God bless America. May the liberating light of the gospel continue to advance worldwide and dispel the darkness.
Summoning the Demon, Artificial Intelligence and the Image of the Beast, Tom Horn's final book, is here. Will this mysterious image of the beast become realized through the emerging technologies of transhumanism, artificial intelligence, technological singularity, and the ungodly ambitions of a hive mind? Find out in Summoning the Demon. Tom Horn's final book, Summoning the Demon, is available today when you call 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. Summoning the Demon. Tom Horn's final book is yours for a gift of $22 or more when you call 1-800-652-1144. Tomorrow, we examine how artificial intelligence can actually help transhumanism. Be sure to tune in on your favorite radio station by downloading our SWRC mobile app or by subscribing to our daily Watchman on the Wall podcast. Watchman on the Wall is a production of Southwest Radio Ministries and is supported by faithful listeners like you. Visit swrc.com.